know, that's what the collard greens are.
Yeah, you got lettuce?
Lettuce, oh yeah, lettuce too. But the collard green, it grows up and it grows on the stick. Now what we do, you go and you crop it. Always crop the bottom. And as you crop it, the top is coming. And they're shooting out them leaves. But you got to keep up with them, because if you don't, they'll get tough on you.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in the pond, I had a garden about from here, that house on the corner. I mean, I had everything in that garden. Some of them people didn't know, they just drink whiskey, and they think about no garden. Went in that garden one morning, I seen why one of them leaves was cropped, but it was kind of tall, you know? Oh, then I commenced to pay attention. Son of a gun was cropping my collard green that night. I went to the boy. I said, you got a little arsenic here? He said, yes. You mean, what are you going to do that, honey? I said, I'm going to make somebody see somebody cropping my collard green. He looked at me and laughed, said, no, don't put that on there, you can kill me. So he give me, I forgot how you call that, it's something, you spray on that. He said, that's gonna make him sick and that's gonna give him the shit. You might think, you know, there's a family of people who are living across the river. The whole entire thing was in the doctor, Dr. Lewis, and my doctor too. He said, y'all must have had something. And man said, oh, no, that woman said, I see you ain't got somebody calling me. No more trouble with them. No more trouble with nobody. Just made him sick, give him the shit, shit all over the moment, sitting all on the porch, couldn't hold it. Now I'm pretty sure. And that white man laughed. I saw Mr. Jordan laughed. He said, what's going on over there? He said, you know, my father was on the same thing. You see, he was living out in the country. After all the children got graduated, he moved out the country in the town, but he kept his garden at his home place.
Your father?
No, that was no garden. That's chicken. And you know what he did? He took, Mr. told me what that was. Mr. Little bottle. It's about that long. Smelled good, but it's a nasty drink. He took it in all the morning. The whole crew had to go to the doctor. That's right. He couldn't eat it himself. You see, he didn't poison it, but he just doped it. And people took his shit over there, and I'm telling the doctor, I had to go there too. And the doctor told me, y'all quit taking things that don't belong to you. Now that's right.
Yeah.
I said, well, Jesus. Well, why don't he plant something himself? Plenty of people get killed like that. But that my neighbor, when I was young though, we used to go in a boss man watermelon patch, me and that white boy. But you know he wouldn't do that, you know, for his children couldn't. But some people would do it. It ain't right, but still it ain't right for you to take them. Ask for one. Sure.
Yeah. What kind of melons do you raise?
And then you see, they got a kind of melon, they had a kind they called a rattlesnake. It's a great big old green, is it green? Kind of reddish looking with a black stripe, a green stripe, you know. Oh, you're talking about some fine melon. Man, you stick a knife to just bust open. God dog. You talking about even one of them when I was a kid, I was somebody could eat that thing. I'm telling you. But now it should make you urinate too much. Me especially.
Yeah. Did you ever raise any other kind of melons?
Kind of what?
Melons.
Melon?
Yeah.
I raised cantaloupe and them